Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Dorian Wallace, joined as always by my lovely giggling sister, Raina Saw.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, Mama?
I'm doing shit. Can I just say I am so happy this week is over? Oh, wow. I'm just going to hurt people. But do your shout out first. I'll do my shout out, our disclaimer, and then we can launch.
All right. Jess, if you're listening, I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you, Jess. Do your disclaimer.
Well, okay. First, if you are new to our show, and apparently several of you are, welcome.
Yay, welcome.
We've gotten messages. Shout out to the people I spoke to earlier today and last week who commented and gave us some reviews, and we are tickled that you really like us that much. And for those who don't know, Desperate Housewitches is not a G, PG, R, or even an X-rated show. We are going to say some stuff. We swear like a sailor. We talk about bodily functions. So if any of that kind of talk offends or embarrasses, please change your channel now. However, if you're staying, welcome, bitches! Happy made-up to be Valentine's Day, because that shit ain't real. Anyway, I want to give a shout-out. I want to give several shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to all of our new listeners. Hey, y'all. Welcome to it.
Hi.
I want to give a shout-out to our friends at PantheaCon. Danette, love you, baby. Go, Danny girl, go. You know what I'm talking about. Shout-out to Judica, Selena, Christopher, Mary Kay Greer, shout out to all of our friends who were there.
Devin.
We unfortunately took. Oh, absolutely, Devin.
Yeah, Devin
Raven,
and the Black
there.
Rose Coven is there. So shout out
right
to
on,
all of them.
Right on. Definite shout out to all of them. All of our loved ones. We can't name all of you right now because there's too many of y'all. You know who you are.
Yes.
Anyway, also a special shout out to Saga's Cottage. I love you, girl. Appreciate the conversation. And all of my former Stewies who I used to write with, send y'all lots of love and healing and whatever it is you need. And holy fuck, what a week. Can I just say, I am about damn tired.
Yeah.
Can I just say, can I just say, please let me say this.
Yeah,
I
say
had
it.
A week, I have. Here's how fucked up and derailing this week was. One minute, I was ready to walk away and say, screw y'all, I'm out of here. The next day, I got a review. The next day, I looked at my boss and said, I have way too much work. And my boss had the nerve to say, really, I thought it had lightened up some. I'm like, can I smack you? Have you not seen how many hours I am staying here at night with you? I'm not here to visit, sweetheart. I've got shit to do. So I'm about to blast him through a wall. I mean, seriously, you are grinding. You are grinding every day at your job. You are trying to get ahead. You are trying to do the best thing for all concerned. And sometimes the fuckers just don't appreciate it. However, let me back up a minute and say moment of gratitude. I now have two assistants. So, yay me.
Yay!
And let's see what happens with that. So, my first assistant, a lucky charm. My new one, not sure yet, but I got to give this person a chance because I think she has the potential to be the awesomeness that walks. which I'm very into. I'm also gearing these women to replace me in about 12 to 15 years when I finally do retire and get to sit on my ass. I am so looking forward to the time where I don't have to set an alarm to get up and go anywhere for more than one day in a row. I'm telling you. but okay, that's my rant. Aside from everything else, my life is really good. I really can't complain. But I do just want to say one more thing about the shit I'm seeing on Facebook. I know everybody loves their particular candidate. Right now, at this particular moment, I am undecided. And I have to tell you, the vehemence I'm seeing on both sides, and
it's
ridiculous. I'm seeing stuff that, isn't it crazy? And then I'm seeing shit that says, well, if this person gets the nomination, I'm not going to vote for them, and I have every right not to. Please remember, if you withdraw voting, or you just, you know, you can't sit it out. You've got to pick somebody. And I will tell you that for everyone who is not a Republican, any vote that you place or misplace is a vote for a Republican to win. Now, I will say that both of the candidates on the Democratic side have a lot of pluses and a lot of flaws, a lot of them.
Yeah.
I watch every debate front to back. I watch the Republican debate. I watch the Democratic debate. And I'm telling you, I study this shit, and I'm not in love right now with either of the two candidates on the Democratic side. However, I will tell you this. A Republican will not get my fucking vote. It won't happen. Because I will tell you, folks, not only are the Republicans looking to pretty much eliminate a lot of women's rights, especially your right to your own health care, but I'm going to tell you this. They're going to start, these people want to round up, some of these people want to round up immigrants, and trust me, where they'll probably want to, you know, start rounding up witches too and people of alternate faiths. That means any kind of pagan. If you're not a Christian or in the Judeo-Christian vein, I'm telling you, ideological assholes who want to limit the freedoms of people or want to round up people and deport them, it's not a far jump. It's not a far jump. You're talking about persecution of other cultures. That is a direct door to persecution of other religions. I'm sorry. I know that may sound vitriolic. It's not meant to be. But I do see where the two can be connected. So please, folks, consider that when you go to the polls. Even if it's just a primary, please, please show up for your primaries. It's so important. It is one of the rights we all still should have, although so many people have been disenfranchised. I'm really hoping that that can get handled at some point. So everybody who is in this country should be able to vote. But that's just me. Take it away, sis.
All right.
Tell me about your week.
It started off mellow. It started off pretty even keel, kind of boring. You know, nothing spectacular, aside from the project that we are working on, which we will go into in a little bit, which I am very excited about once I figured out the glitches. Yay! But
you're
the
awesome.
Past 2 days, thank you, have been, I don't know, ramping up. And it's not... I don't know if I'm getting ready for my period or it's just some kind of weird vibe in the air, but I literally, today, after dropping the older son off at work and driving to pick the younger son up from school, you know, which I have found a new way, it's a shortcut, which is awesome, but I flipped off some woman with a handicap sticker. I did not feel bad at all. Fuck her. You know why? Because
why?
She decided, oh, I see one car coming. I'm going to pull right in front of it and go really slow. Now, I turn into a completely different person when I drive. I am not, I am a very defensive driver, and knock on wood, I have never gotten myself into an accident. I have only had one ticket, and that got expunged like 15 years ago, something like that. You know, and I was late for work. Yeah. Uh-huh. I try to be. But so this bitch pulled out in front of me, and I was just staring her down. I was like, okay, fine. Throwing maybe a little headache juice at her because I was annoyed. But it was like, okay, I was going to let that go. You know, because I was not going to get myself that stressed out. And then, as we're going, you know, the lanes veer off so you can turn left, which is the way I needed to go. And it started off in one lane and then splits off into another. Well, I'm, like, close to her bumper and speeding up so I can get the fuck around this, you know, cart-wielding bitch. You know, because I swear to God, it was like, do you ever follow somebody in the grocery store that is just moving at a snail's pace?
Oh, God, yes.
Yes. She was driving like that. And I was like, okay, I'm, you know, God has helped me not to kill this bitch. You know, mm-hmm. And then she decides, oh, no, I need to turn left. And she was going to get in front of me. And I sped up, and as I was speeding past her, I flipped her the fuck off. I was like,
Oh,
I was so mad. You know, but normally that kind of shit won't piss me off that bad. But this mm-hmm. week, for some reason, I'm angry. I am angry. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I'm mad.
I don't know, but that's not like you. It's so not like you to do that, though. Because you're like
yeah.
the most patient. You're so patient and so nice for the most part. I know you have a reputation to keep down. Like, well, you have a reputation to keep down like me. But, I mean, but seriously, of the two of us, you're definitely the kinder one, the more patient one. And I'm like a fucking banshee with that kind of thing. It's like, move, bitch, get out the way. You know?
Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch,
get
out
the way.
Sorry.
The way. I was going with you.
Oh, that's funny. Aaron just said, you shall not pass. Yeah, I went all Gandalf on her ass.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. So what else is going on?
Not so much. I feel bad because, you know, I fussed at little man's teacher.
Yes.
And, of course, it turned out to be a misunderstanding.
Oh,
you know,
no,
and
really?
I,
what happened? Oh, you got to
yeah.
tell me because I heard the story and you hadn't had a response yet. So I've got to
yeah.
know. First, tell the audience what happened first before you tell us the response.
Okay. So some of you may have seen a picture posted on my page today about my son doing his presentation. And there was a thing that it's called Google Slides that they had access to at school. Well, in order to get into the Google Slides, you had to have their student ID number. And then at the school email address, you know, their inner address or whatever it's called. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, and we went to work on it Wednesday night. And I was like, what's your student ID number? And he didn't know. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh, crap, you know. So I wrote her note saying, you know, please help. I don't have access to his student ID number. you know, is there any way I can get it or any way I can find out that information? So I didn't receive a note back. So I was like, okay. And then little man proceeds to tell me that she stated, you're in third grade now. You should know that.
Uh-oh.
So that got my hackles up because mm-hmm. I was under the impression not only did she ignore my request for help with a project that was due today,
mm-hmm.
but she told my son off. And you know me.
Yep.
With my babies.
Uh-uh. Uh-huh.
You don't mess with the children. You just
uh-uh.
don't. Uh-uh. You know, then, yes, you will see the ugly side of me real quick. So I wrote her note, and I had revised what, you know, I had originally wrote. I read you the original, but it was still
mm-hmm.
basically the same. You know, hey, I asked you for help, and you ignored me, and then chastised my kid. You know, we have no way of knowing what this is because we've never used it before. Well, it turns out that, yes, she had written it down on the back of the card that I had sent the note in on, and it
Uh-oh.
Was on the floor this morning when she came in.
Uh-oh.
Yes. And the statement about you're in third grade, you should know that, was stated to the entire class. And she explained that, you know, they've been on them, you know, all year. Write it on here, write it on there, write it on there, you know, so you don't forget. So I feel like a horse's ass. You know,
no,
but
you
and,
shouldn't.
Well,
you should not.
Going off of the information that I have. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think anybody would have reacted the same way. I don't think you acted badly. You were defending the baby, which you should. I mean, any mother would. And so I find absolutely no fault with anything you said or did. I mean, but, you know, for the most part, you would think that, okay, so she wrote it on the back of a card. Not brilliant, number one. Number two, if you're having trouble getting kids to remember stuff, perhaps you should involve all the parents. You're a very
uh-huh.
involved mom. So I still have to take a little bit of issue with the teacher in the sense that, you know, if you are having problems getting the children to understand why something's important or why they need something, especially with you being there all the time, there's no excuse for them to have not reached out and said, hey, this is what's happening. We're trying to get the kids to remember this code or at least have this code in a secured place. Can you please make sure that you have a copy of this in the home for these projects? I mean, it's not like I don't believe in coddling, as it were, but by the same token, they are only in third grade. And guess what? To them, school is not life or death. You know, they're there to basically be kids and have a good time. And, you know, learning along the way is great. But, you know, like I said, it's not like you're not always there. You are. She could have said something. Anytime you were there, she could have sent it home. Directed to you for the child to have that information saved or put on the computer or whatever. So maybe, you feel like a butt because there were explanations, but quite frankly, I don't think the teacher necessarily handled it correctly either. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, she is on the young side, you know, and I think the reason I feel bad is because, I was defending the baby and it was the baby's, you know, kind of the baby's fault, you know. But, yes, it's, you know, hey, this is an important number to have. You are going to be using this throughout the year. I need to emphasize this to you. you know, as a parent, please keep track of this if they cannot remember it, because you will be using it. You know, so yeah, you know, I will write her an apology letter, and I'm sure, you know, I tried not to come off as passive aggressive or condescending, you know, because I in the past I have been known to do that. I speak that language fluently, but I try not to use
it. Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I was miffed. I was very miffed. Luckily,
but
and it was on his report card.
Was it?
Yeah, but I didn't know. It doesn't have that it's his student ID. There's just a number at the top. So I tried to plug and play, and it worked.
Yeah.
So we were able to get
everything
done, thankfully. And you know, hubby was working late last night, so he was able to print it out for him. So I was like, okay, good. Speaking of which, I got roses today from him.
Nice. I did not get roses. I specifically asked not to get flowers, though, because I have a lot better ways to spend money.
There you go.
Listen, I love flowers. I have fortunately been the recipient of many a flower. And I am not downplaying the fact that you got flowers. As a matter of fact, I'm fucking thrilled that you did, and you know why. Just saying.
He's gotten better.
Saying.
Yeah, he's gotten better about that. You know,
I'm glad.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm happy. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. You know, you know what? I'm not going to divulge that on air.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, about the first Valentine's, you remember.
Well, please don't make me go there, because I'll say some shit that I have no business saying. So we're going to move along from that.
Exactly.
I'm very protective of my sister, as she is of her babies. I will go to the mat for this woman, no matter who's in front of her, because I don't give a shit. I'll take a motherfucker down. I will cut a bitch. I don't give a shit. Anyway,
what's my first statement to you when I think something's wrong? Whose ass do I need to kick?
Whose ass? If I don't sound chipper and happy when this female calls me, the next thing is, what's wrong? Whose ass do I have to come over and beat? And she will. She is not afraid.
Nope. We are tiny and fierce.
We are fierce. We're short and we're fast. Watch out.
Yeah,
we will nip you on the ankle, and then we'll take you out at the knees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I will climb you like a fucking jungle gym and take you out.
I still do it, so scary.
Yeah.
So yeah, I figured that, you know, and somebody said something really interesting to me today, and I thought, wow, that's pretty friggin' smart. She says, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day, and here's why. Everything is jacked up price-wise and so fucking crowded, it's almost not worth the aggravation. And I was like, you know what? That's true. That makes a lot of sense. So I highly advise people that if you really want to celebrate. Celebrate Valentine's Day, I'll be okay. Maybe do it on another day. I mean, seriously.
Day after, everything's half off.
Candy is cheaper, I'm just saying. And can I also just say, I did mean to give another shout-out. This one's going to be really weird. I need to give a shout-out to my second husband, whose birthday happens to be on Valentine's.
Aww.
Most unromantic prick I've ever known in my entire life. and his birthday is on fucking Valentine's Day. How scary is that? Yeah, you know, I mean, I can't even say. He gave me, I remember one gift my ex-husband gave me, and he gave me a sword, and it's gorgeous, and it's like plated in gold and has jewels in the hilt and a crystal ball in it. It's gorgeous. But I gave him two sons. Really? Okay. Hardly a fair trade, I feel, but whatever. Happy birthday to you, darling, former darling. That's all right. That's all right. We get along better now than we ever did when we were married. The gods are good. But, yeah, so I just had to do that.
happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Glad you're on the other side of the world. Bye. No, kidding. We get along very well now. Much better than we did when we were married. As long as we don't discuss any of the time period when we were married, we get along just fine.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a light at the end of that tunnel. You know, it's like, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, we were married and had kids. Yeah, okay, bye, see ya.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you person. Yeah. Yeah, hey, what's up?
It's kind of amazing when you get to a certain point in your life, and this happens, I find, many times over your lifetime, where you look back and certain things and events and people that have happened to you, it's almost like it was someone else's life.
Yeah.
It's like I was kind of there but kind of not. It's like I'm more here now than I was when I was there. So it's like, yeah, it's like these really important, like my first husband, loved my first husband, who broke my fucking heart. But the fact of the matter is that I barely remember our marriage. Because he was always, because he was such a philanderer, but bless his heart, he has matured. We were very, very young when we got married, very, very young, too young. Yeah, so that's a great love story right there.
I got married real young too.
You know, I mean,
I was 21. Actually, his birthday was just on the 9th, and that was the day we met.
Yeah.
And then I think I've told this that we got married in less than a month.
Yeah,
that was dumb. You know,
I
had reasons, but it was not sufficient enough. But, you know, I have a beautiful son out of it, and I can't complain.
You can.
He doesn't bother me.
I mean, my first...
Everyone's...
There you go.
Huh?
There you go. He doesn't bother you.
Yeah. No. You know, then again, he doesn't bother with his kid either, but...
That's
he's going to have to live with that. You know.
He is.
My son has a father.
And it's like, he does. My first husband and I we dated 4 months. We were engaged 4 months. We were like engaged 4 months and then married 4 months and it was over 8 months, top to bottom.
Wow.
Yeah. Perfect. I'm like, ooh, a starter husband. What a great idea. I highly recommend starter. You got to have the first one to get it out of the way. I mean, if you're lucky enough to be married still to the first person you've ever been married to and it's working out, phenomenal. But we were so young and stupid, we had no idea what the fuck we were doing. We met. We kissed all on the same day. We met, we kissed, we went up to a private room and made out in a castle. Long story. By the time we left that room, we were breaking up with our long-term relationship. We were like walking down. There was some kind of crazy chemistry between me and my first husband. It was insane. By the time we left that room, and we negotiated. It was instant attraction. We went into a room, we sat down and negotiated that we wanted to be together. I mean, this all took place in less than 2 hours. We negotiated terms of the agreement. We made out like crazy, and by the time we left the room, we were going to break, and both of our respective partners were there where we were. Situation, much longer story than I have for right now. But, yeah, so in 2 hours, I went from being with the same person for 7 years, and he had been with his respective partner for 2 years, and we basically broke two hearts pretty much simultaneously. 4 months later, we got married. Yeah, it was insane. It was insane. But it was fun. It was one of those great experiences. I don't regret it. I regretted it at the time, of course, because he was fucking everything that walked, or so we like to call him the cherry picker. I hope he's not listening to this broadcast. He's actually been a guest. He's actually been a guest on our show. That's the frightening thing. But, you know, all in good fun. We get along great now. His wife hates me. He met her on our honeymoon. Hilarious. Another long story. Yeah. So,
wow.
But yeah, stuff happens. So, you know, start her husband out of the way, then married the next person, barely knowing him for like 6 months.
Wow.
My first husband was 3 years younger than me, and I said, I'm never marrying anybody younger than me again. Second husband, 5 years younger than me. Stupid. Did you not hear what you said to yourself after the first one? Apparently, I was not paying attention,
like,
apparently. I know. The heart's like, shut up, bitch. You love this guy. I'm like, oh, God.
But I know what I'm doing.
Actually, I do claim to know what I'm doing. That's the problem. I haven't got a fucking clue about anything. All I can tell you is never marry anybody prettier than you are. That's always a problem and a sign of trouble. Yes, I made that mistake twice in a row.
Aww.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. But, so I pulled out some cards. What do you say, girl?
Oh, I think that is a good idea.
You're going to do a love forecast?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I think I'm going to do a general love forecast.
That's
see what's going
awesome.
On in the universe.
Okay.
How many cards
universe.
Do you pull?
Well, I pulled seven.
Seven? Okay. You know what?
I felt like it. I don't know why. But, okay, you
what
want
do you
me
mean?
To go, Fed?
Yeah,
go
ahead.
You want me to go first? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. This might all be relevant. I'm not sure. The deck I'm using is the soon-to-be Asterion Tarot deck created by myself and Boluna. So, hi, Jade. Love you. Happy Valentine's Day to Jade and Jade. Okay, so first card. Target your anger carefully. I think this is a gay couple. and that's what I'm picking up on. I'm picking up on a couple of really nice guys and some mixed signals. And don't yell at your boyfriend, because he's not really flirting with the person that you think he's flirting with. So, okay. Next card. In love with the idea of being in love. This is for a lot of people. Okay. So, you know, you get the goosebumps and your heart beats faster when you hear that person on the phone, or that you think of that person or that person's name, or you get an email or a text or a Facebook, whatever. Really, about half of the time you think you're in love, you're probably not. Actually, it's probably more than that. It's more like three-quarters of the time. Because if you look back on some of your previous relationships, unless you still get that same thrill from that person, you probably weren't really in love with them in the first place. Infatuation is a very tricky thing. It makes you think you're in love, but you're actually not. So if you're starting something new, be very careful to not so quickly declare that you're in love with that person. You could wind up hurting yourself. And not because the person won't eventually love you back the same way, but give it time to grow to get to that place. It always, in the beginning, it always feels like you're in love. Somebody once said, relatively close to the same feeling as extra chocolate. Heaven and hell are a matter, here's another one. Heaven and hell are a matter of perspective. I love this card because, you know, obviously, in the same relationship, you will, of course, experience both. And the things you think you're falling in love with on the front end, oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that adorable? He scratches his ass when he gets up. It's the same thing that's going to drive you insane 20 years from now. So just be aware. Don't settle for stuff. Don't try to just pass things off as, oh, you know, that person's just being cute or that person's just being funny. Something I learned the hard way, the minute you have to explain your significant other to other people, explain away certain behaviors, you are not with the right person. If you have to cover for someone every time you're in a large group and that's the person you're in a relationship with, you need to re-examine that person for yourself. I speak from experience. Self-pity isn't pretty. If the shit is getting up your ass, get rid of it. Don't sit there and make yourself suffer and make yourself feel like, oh, I'm doing everything and nobody's doing anything. No. Stop. Don't do that. Nobody likes to be around someone who is just pitying themselves all the time. We all have moments where we're down. We all have moments where we feel like we're being taken advantage of. But only you can make yourself a martyr. Let that shit go. Okay, success requires planning. Any new ventures coming up in the new year, make sure you have a cohesive plan. Every time, and I've seen this for a million different reasons, if you just go off the top of your head and do something and try to start a big project, if you don't have a written plan or have had serious discussions about the plan, whatever it is, buying a house, starting a job, any kind of endeavor, you've got to sit down and have yourself a plan. Because if you don't have a plan and you haven't thought about all the variables, it can fall apart almost instantly. So, and it's very rare that that is not the case. So a little pre-planning is really a roadmap to success. Okay, next card. Knowledge is power. The previous answer. Beware of manic depressive tendencies. These are from my people who get down because they're lonely. Specifically, right now. You are loved in this universe. We love you. You've got to learn to love yourself. Do not wait for somebody else to complete you. Nobody else is going to ever complete you. Somebody else may give you a sense of joy and happiness, but that's reflected. You need to get happy in you so you have something to give back. If you come with nothing, it falls apart. If you come with a sense of self, then you have something to bring to the relationship, okay? Not getting down on you, just saying. You've got to be in it for you first, and that way you can be on an equal turf with somebody else. So that's my reading.
Awesome. Yay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. I'm gonna go through mine quick.
Okay.
Because it's for a couple different people. But first card, success in all things. Yay! It is finally your time. Yes.
Yay.
Things have been really kind of bumpy and rocky, especially people who started this shift like around 2009, 2010. It's finally starting to even out. People who started later, please be patient. There's, you know, still some shedding that needs to be done. You'll be okay. So, second card, enjoy the company of friends and family. Basically, be thankful for who and what you have and stop looking for greener grass. You know, sometimes, you know, and I'm not saying this is with the love. This is, again, you know, dealing with, you know, the loneliness. And believe me, I have been there. I had been a single mom before I met my husband. And it sucks. I know it sucks. And crying yourself to sleep, it hurts. But focusing on that, focusing on the loneliness only brings more loneliness. And then it's like with everything that piles on, it's like an excuse to feel sorry for yourself. Stop. Quit the stinking thinking. Go, you know, it's not like go on with your life and forget about it, but yeah, kind of. You know, try to put it out of your mind. Realize it's there. Realize it's an issue. But don't focus on it. Try to focus on other things, and the right person will come in. Work on yourself first. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to do that. But until you do that, things are not going to get better. Just saying. Been there, done that. Work on it. So, third card, unexpected money. There's going to be a love affair, and it is going to be great chemistry. And on top, this is for a blonde female who has been looking for a while, and you two are going to be like magnets, you know, not you know, magnets on the right side, not the ones that push away. But be careful of that later on in the relationship. Don't flip your magnet. But it's unexpected money. He has more money than he knows what to do with. So yay bonus for you, and yay you, because he didn't tell you about it and you felt the same way anyway. So good news on that front.
Mm.
Number four, unexpected love. This is for a couple different people. You know, it's like I said, basically it's the same rules when you're trying to get pregnant and when you're trying to find a lover. The minute you're not looking, or the minute you're not available, or the minute you're not trying, bam, it happens. So there's going to be a lot of that going on from now, well, after Valentine's Day, because everybody's kind of in that hibernation mode, like, no, I don't want to deal with it, understandably so. But yeah, once you come back out of that, it's going to be like, oh, shit, hey, where have you been? So, yay. Excuse me. number five. Yeah, sorry, I had Taco Bell. I was bad. Mm. And it's Montezuma's revenge in my chest right now.
Sorry.
So, number five. Oh, no, it's my own fault. Caution, possible involvement in a lawsuit. You know, this stems from gossip. Now, I used to put up with gossip. I used to sometimes involve myself in gossip. You know, it got less and less the older I got. Now it's just, I have no time for it. I, you know, don't try to tell me secrets about anybody else, because I don't want to hear it, and I don't want to be friends with you if you're like that. So this, though, being too nice to somebody and not saying no when you you mean to say no and telling them to stop and I don't involve myself in that may cause more problems than it's ever going to be worth. So be cautious of that. The minute somebody starts yakking in your ear about this one or that one, step away from the situation. You know, it does. Just don't. Anyway, number six, a love connection through business. This will be on a travel business trip. Unfortunately, the couple are going to be far apart for a little while, but you're building up a friendship that will become a very deep, loving relationship. I would say it's going to take you about 6 months to kind of realize, you know what, I really, really want to be with this person. And I feel like the mail is going to move from the West Coast to the East Coast. So be aware of that. And number seven, invitation to a party, which is always good. This is a good thing. This is for many aspects. Unless you get that gut feeling, it's party season. You know, I know it just kind of snowed and flurried today, but it's party season. You know, screw the party season just being for, you know, like around Christmas and Thanksgiving and all that. No, this is party season. So get out, put your best dress up clothes on and go have fun. And that is my reading.
Cool. That was good.
Yeah, lots of love in the air. And my friggin', sorry, I've got my headphones at my headset, and I'm wearing a shirt that's it's got like a rolled collar and it's an open collar. So I'm sorry if my voice keeps disappearing because it keeps going down my shirt.
Oh, it's so happy.
Yeah, it needs a little booba jackson action, but you know, the girls are you know too far down. I took my bra off. I was like, I'm getting comfy.
Why wear it if you don't have to? Let me tell you
exactly.
What. I got home from work. I took off everything. I was like, yeah, I'm done. No more clothing today.
Over. Set my boobies free.
Free. Yeah, really. Yeah, my boobies said, let me go. Let me go. Let go. Oh, my God. One day you'll all understand. Trust me.
Yeah, well,
if you don't understand already, I'm telling you, a miserable woman in a bra will make a man miserable too. I'm just saying, it could happen.
Accurate.
So if your female person is acting all twitchy, tell her to go take off her bra. There you go.
Or if she's a partner, just, you know, unsnap that thing yourself. Practice doing it. I'm telling you, my husband, he still impresses me every once in a while because he will just, like, sneak attack undo my bra. You know,
nice.
Or if I ask him to, it's just one-handed. It's like, you know, quick draw McGraw. It's like, holy shit. How did you do that?
Now, let
you
me
know?
Ask you, does he do it from in front of you? Like, does he reach, like, he'll stand in front of you and pull you in close and snap it one hand from in front of you? Or is it from behind
sometimes,
where he's just like quick draw McGraw and he does the one-handed ka-chung like behind you?
It's both. He does it both ways.
Okay.
It's amazing. I'm like, I've been wearing a bra since I was 7 fucking years old and I can't even do it that quick. I'm like, how the hell do you do it? Now I can take my bra off from inside my shirt.
Oh, I do that.
I can take it all the way off.
Yeah. I
learned, especially
I learned
in the winter.
Watching Flashdance. Oh,
yes!
Are you kidding?
Me too.
I learned. That's where I learned it. I think that's where everybody learned it. We all learned how to take off our clothes while staying dressed from watching Flashdance. Thank you, Jennifer Beal.
Yes, we love you. Oh, my God. Can I just say for a second, and you know what? I'm going to extend the show a few minutes because I have a feeling we're going to go over, but we're not going to go another full half an hour, folks. Just wanted to let you know.
Just another, just a couple of extra minutes.
Exactly. just so we don't cut off like, you know, we have sometimes.
Which yeah, we
I apologize for. So.
Not just you.
But I gotta say, Jennifer Beal is still, she is ageless. There is something about, like, between, I don't know, between your generation and my generation. I mean, because I look at some of my high school friends, and I'm like, you still look exactly the same. How the fuck do you do that? You know, I bought wine the other day. I got carded.
Again.
You know, it's yeah. It's like, you know, I'm flattered at this point, but it's kind of like, it, you know, it's amazing. You haven't aged. My high school friends haven't aged. You know, there's maybe a few, but not many. It's like they still look the same. Jennifer Beal, I mean, it's just flawless.
Yeah,
and you can
she's
tell,
beautiful.
She hasn't had any work
not
yet.
Not that I
it's
can
just,
tell,
oh
but
God.
I'm no fucking expert.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But, yeah, I mean, she's beautiful. But you know what's funny? A lot of the people that I went to high school with, except for two of them, have all of them have aged. Did I tell you what happened
oh, wow.
to me at Ulta? I didn't tell you what happened to me at Ulta on Saturday. This woman, oh, this was hilarious. This woman comes up to me, and she's a worker at the local Ulta, and she says, "Hi, we're doing facials. Would you like one?" And I said, "Sure, why not?" I had plenty of time to kill, you know, so I was just hanging out. So she's like, "Here, sit down." And she's a lovely lady, older, you could see she had been a sun worshiper, and, you know, she had a lot of lines and, you know, a lot of crow's feet. Sweet lady, lovely lady. Down, and she starts working on my face, and she's putting all this amazing product on my face. I friggin' bought everything because I really liked it. No, I really, the find of good skincare. Something that doesn't break you out. Something that smooths and tones. Something that softens. So, I mean, I'm going to be 55 this year. I'm no spring chicken. So anyway, I'm sitting there, and she's working on my face, and my son walks in with one of his lady friends. And I was like, "Hey, kiddo. Hey, Mom." You know, he comes over and gives me a hug. And the woman working on my face said, "Wow, he's really tall." And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "How old is he?" And I said, "Well, he's going to be 24 this year." And she's like, oh, so you must have had him very young. I said, "Well, actually, no." And she says, "Well, I'm going to be 50 next month." And I almost died because I thought she was older than me.
Wow.
And then she said, she's like, "Tell me, honey, how old are you?" And I just had this bad, yeah, honey, I had this bad feeling. Because, I was, like, my back was hurting. I was like, "I'm sorry, I've got a shift. You know, these old bones are starting to make me crazy." And she's like, well, how old are you?" And I said, "I'm almost 55, and the look she gave me was like, "Wait a second, let me go pee in this facial product so I can smear that on you." Yeah, she was not liking it. And I'm like, and she's like, "Well, yeah," she's like, "Well, I've got to tell you, you have the most beautiful skin for your age. It's incredible." And, calls this other
and she
woman
does too.
Over. She calls this other woman over, like, she's like, hey, come here. And, like, she had walked away from me, but I could hear her because my hearing is really good. And she was far enough away that she thought she was whispering. And she says to the other woman, that bitch is fucking 55 years old. And the other woman's like, what? Not in a bad way. It was like, can you believe that bitch is 55 years old? Not like I'm a horrible person or she thinks I'm a bad person, but like, you know, it's kind of like you could pick up. I work so hard to look like this, she was thinking, and this bitch walks in with no fucking makeup and looks younger than me. And she's older. And she's like almost 6 years older than me. The woman was pissed. Not bad pissed, like she hated me, but I mean, it was funny, you know what I'm saying?
She was turning green around the gills.
She was just pissed, because it's like, and I just knew that in that moment, it was like, oh, maybe I should start telling people I'm 40 again, because people change their attitude if you look younger than they do. I'm discovering that now.
Yeah.
People get mad.
They do.
Some people, they're really insecure about, you know, and everybody's got their own road. Listen, I was a rock singer, married to a musician for a million years. You know, I don't let my age stop me from a lot of shit. So I just keep rolling. Like, my mother's 76 years old, and she's, I don't think her ass has ever seen a pair of jeans. I wear jeans all the fucking time. It's how I roll. How I live. I wear suede with fringes. I wear leather. I wear studs. I just started getting tattoos a couple of months ago. What, 3 months ago, sis?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah,
okay.
It was before the holidays.
It was like, I can't remember, but it was either November or December. I can't remember which. But, you know, you and I are going for a matching set next weekend. I'm so fucking excited. This is my
second tattoo.
I'm just like, ah, my sister and I are going to have the same tattoo. I'm like, way psyched. So anyway, yeah, so, I mean, I don't give a shit. It's like, I want to do it all. Try it all, taste it all, live it all, you know, as much as humanly possible, because I don't know how long I'll be here. You know, none of us do, but, you know, as you get older, the variables that make it shorter are certainly better in view. So I just want to have a good time. I want to do shit that makes me happy. I want to have a lot of fun. I want to do reckless, crazy shit. Like, I've always done reckless, crazy shit. I just want to be alive and have a party, you know, because I think that's what this whole fucking thing is about, learning shit and having a party.
Exactly.
That's just the way I roll, you know? So, yeah, I think, and it's like the first time I ever saw somebody, like, get jealous that I looked younger than they are. And it was weird. And it's not that I think I'm any great shakes. I just really do have good skin. So,
you're gorgeous.
It kind of made me feel bad. I'm hardly gorgeous. Slow your roll. I know you love me. You're my sister. But gorgeous. Gorgeous may be a little bit much, but thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. Let's just say I don't freak out and cry when I look in a mirror. That's all. You know, but nobody should. And, you know, it's funny because I've always said how I look is a, how anybody looks is a genetic crapshoot.
Yeah.
You know, the right application of makeup. Yeah, you know, put a little fresh paint on the barn. What can I tell you? but you know, people get, it's kind of the same prejudice, but not the same prejudice, but people like make a judgment call about you because of how you look. And it's so unfair. It's so unfair. And it makes me so mad. Because it's like, when I was breaking out with acne, y'all weren't coming on to me. Now, all of a sudden, you know, my skin's clear, and I'm looking better, and, oh, now you want a piece of this. Fuck you. Where were you when I needed you? You know, You know what I mean? Like, I've had people, like, do that kind of shit to me. It's like, oh, you look better, so now we want to hang with you. It's like, fuck you. I don't need you now.
Yeah. No, you're hanging with me, not my face.
Basically,
you know?
Yeah. So, whatever. You know, but it was just weird. It was a weird thing. I've never had somebody act, like, react that way. When I normally people are like, oh, wow, you look really young for your age. That's pretty cool. I would have guessed you at, like, 40. You know, I get that. But, yeah, this was the first time I had a reaction that kind of freaked me out. I was like, yeah, maybe I just shouldn't tell anybody. Maybe I should just do that coy shit. Oh, I don't want to talk about my age, you know. But my age never bothered me. Apparently it bothers other people, so I don't know. Whatever.
See, it bothers my son. The older one, you know, who's, let me see, he's like a full foot and an inch taller than me. I think he's closing in on 6'5" at this point.
Damn.
You know,
damn.
And I'm 5'3". Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, oh, is this your girlfriend? No. No.
Right. Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah. The same thing used to happen with my dad, though. You know, and I get it now. It's like, because I was like, no, that's my dad. I totally get it. I don't hold it against him. You know, because it's jarring. It's disconcerting. It's like, no, that's, I came out of that person, you know. Gross.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. When my kids were, you know, in their teens, my younger son had a friend, and they were getting ready to leave the house, and I had just met this kid for the first time, and this kid's fucking eyeballing me. And I'm like, what the fuck is this kid looking at me like this for? I mean, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So I let the kid, you know, I kissed my son on the head, I let him and his friend out, and as I'm closing the door, I hear, I did that, and I'm like, ew, gross! Dude, you're like 16 years old, and I'm his mom. Your friend's mother is like not something you should want to hit, okay? Like that. It's like,
yeah,
oh my God, gross.
Stacy's mom.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Oh my God.
I'm telling you.
It's scary shit.
It's getting old is weird. It really is. It's
wait,
empowering,
little sister. Though. It's very empowering.
Oh, I know.
I'll tell you what. Hitting 47 was ridiculous. You're not there yet, kid. Hitting 47 was ridiculously empowering. Hitting 50 was a whole lot more. A whole lot more.
Yeah. See, it's funny. My numbers, it started at, like, about 31.
Mm-hmm.
And then 37, it was like, oh, you know what? I don't have to put up with this. And I started into, by the time I got to 40, I was like, I'm done with your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, I got no problem telling anybody. You know, like, I don't know. Somebody took, it was like a Facebook page, actually, we're both on.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Feisty Witches. Hello. But
hello.
I made a comment about a video, and somebody took it the wrong way and just got really fucking snotty about it. And I tried, like, hey, no, this is what this, that's not what I meant by it. I was talking about this and this, you know, and she still took it wrong. And then brought politics into it. I was like, oh, you're one of those. I no longer wish to communicate with you. I'm done. And then she went on a tirade, and it's like, no, I'm not responding to you. I'm just not. You're not worth my time. You're going to take everything I say the wrong way. Bye, Felicia. Done and done. Got no problem walking away from your drama.
Wow.
It's like, I politely decline your invitation to the drama. Fall. cool, thanks.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for this role. See ya.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's right. Cute. I'll be over here. I don't know. I know.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we were at Pantheacon having fun. And, you know, Dave Wakeling, I'm wondering if he's going to possibly go to Pantheacon because he's the lead singer of English Beat, General Public, that band. Or, you know, it's kind of the same group. They kind of, you know, metamorphosized over the years. But, yeah, he's playing in San Jose tomorrow. So, yeah, if you guys get a chance, go out and see him. But I'm wondering if he's out there because of Pantheacon. Because I think he's pagan. I'm not sure. I haven't chatted. We were going to have him on the show, and then he got busy with the tour. So, I'm like, I'm going to start bugging him again. Yeah, I'm going to start bugging him again, though.
Which reminds me, shout out to Heather Darnell. Feel better, Mama.
Yes.
She's going to be on the show tonight, and she is not feeling good.
Yeah. We're going to reschedule, and, you know, hopefully she will be feeling better. I'm hoping she's taken some what is good for upper respiratory? I think it's nettle tea, which, by the way,
peppermint.
Does not taste great. Huh?
Peppermint. I recommend peppermint tea. Because nettle tastes like shit. And if you can't even choke it down, you're not going to fucking drink it. So.
There's mullein tea, though. I think mullein helps with upper respiratory as well. So.
Yeah.
I should shoot her a message. But, yeah, hopefully she will be feeling better soon.
Yeah, she, and I don't know if she eats sushi, but. If she can get her hands on a little wasabi or ginger, ginger is awesome.
Oh,
ginger will kick the ginger will kick the shit out of anything. I'll tell you what.
Ginger is awesome.
Seriously,
I love it.
Talk us out, Mama. Let's end up this piece here.
So, we're debating on whether we're going to take a night off next week or not. So we don't have anybody booked. Yeah, we're debating. We've gone. We're masturbating. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Hello.
Yeah, let's not go into the deep end there. But yeah, we are going to be launching our project soon. I don't know if you want to tell the folks about it. Let it be a surprise?
No, I think we're going to let it be a surprise one more week because next week is actually, do you want to consider next week our anniversary show or the week after? Because we are coming up on our fourth year on the 22nd of February. It will be four years that we've been doing this shit. Can you believe it? hilarious.
Yeah, you know what?
But,
let's do the anniversary show next week.
You want to do it next week?
I think
week?
That'd be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about our devious plan.
Yeah, and maybe get Miss Danette to come on.
Oh yeah,
you
we
know,
need
she,
an update
she,
from the on site at Pantheacon doing all kinds of things.
I know. I'm like, I'm so excited for her. I really am. I'm like, aha, I wish I could, you know, just, like, fit in your pocket. Just go. See, this is why we need teleportation devices, damn it. Anyway, so, yeah, we will be talking about that next week. So, yeah, I guess we will be back next week. And, yeah, it's exciting. We're very, very much looking forward to it. To starting a new chapter. It will be involving the blog. It's being revamped. So
partner Don't say anything
Duff.
Else. Don't say
okay.
anything else. Don't give it away. We'll talk about it next
week. Yeah. You guys are going to have to tune in. So we love you guys. Have a happy Valentine's Day, whether you are with someone or not. Just, you know, your own company is good. Or go see a movie. Deadpool is coming out this weekend. Actually, Deadpool came out tonight. And we are going to see it for Valentine's Day tomorrow. Sans the children. So yay us. That's what I wanted for Valentine's Day. Deadpool.
There you go. Cool.
So
awesome.
Go enjoy. Candy goes on sale on Monday. So get there early because that shit disappears. And please ignore the Easter candy that's already coming out. Ridiculous.
Again?
It's like, I'm like, seriously, I'm trying to find Valentine's Day cards for my child, and I'm looking at Easter stuff. Fuck you.
Annoying.
Annoying. I hate it. But before I go on another rant, I'll save that one for next week.
Okay.
We love you guys. Have an awesome weekend. I'm going to try to get out of Hulk mode in the meantime.
I love you.
We love you guys. I love you too. Welcome to all the new listeners. Baptism by fire.
There you go.
We'll see y'all next week. Bye, guys.
Good
night,
everybody. Have a good one. Bright blessings. Good night.